Well, I said at the end of last week that we were going to continue with stem cells, stem cells. I lied, we're not. That may have been the intention a week ago, but the intentions sometimes get buried in the backyard. All I'm interested in is the first sentence. Who are you really? What do you like? What is your life all about? Does anybody care to ponder that question out loud?
I mean, who am I really? I guess who I am really... Wow, I have to say, that has become a question. I would have said before, it, as I truly desire, is reveals who I am, who I truly am, but I don't know anymore.
Oh. Really? Maybe
yeah,
now you understand why I don't really care about your everyday life. You don't even know who the hell you are. Why should I care?
But I don't know who else I am either, so I don't know.
So if I were to ask you, what would you like to be eternally? Who and what life would you like to live?
Someone who's helping others prepare their way to live
eternally. How are you going to do that?
I truly desire.
Huh? How are you going to do that? How would you do that?
Well, I would do that by, presenting for our living ideas. I would do that by writing. I would do that by one-on-one communications, past life readings, past life regressions, anything else that would help create that awareness.
Who says you have the authority to do those things, or the right to do those things?
Oh, I don't know. A lot of people say I don't have the right to do those things. I don't think many people say I do have the right. I don't know if that's said anywhere.
Well, could you imagine then that no matter what you say you want to do or be in the future or eternally, you have to have the authority or the right to do that in order to be able to do that?
That's kind of a strong statement. Could I go another way with it?
What's wrong with my statement?
It's hard for me to imagine in a universe that doesn't do anything, but I actually have a right to anything. It's just nothing prevents me from doing it.
That's okay.
Okay. I mean, nothing prevents me from saying I have the right either, so I actually don't object to that. I'm just thinking out loud.
So no matter what you want in life, or no matter what you want after life, it doesn't matter unless you have the authority to have that. Is that correct?
That sounds all right, yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess that's true, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's another simple question. What the hell is a glossary?
A glossary is a section of a book that has words and their definitions.
Where is it?
Usually in the back, I guess.
Why? Yeah, here's my question. If I'm writing a book, and I'm going to use words that you don't know, why would I tell you the definition of those words in the back of the book after you've read the frigging book? Shouldn't I tell you the glossary up front what those words are so that when you read the book, you know what I'm talking about?
Well, it's interesting you say that. I think that is such an important fact that in legal stuff that I read, they put the definitions up front.
I think the definitions have to be up front, or you can't understand what my book is all about or what you're reading.
Hey, that's a great point. I agree completely.
Okay, do you realize that until now, till recently, we've been, when I talk about eternal self, personal self, illuminated self, privileged self, universe that only reacts, no matter what I've been talking about, I've only been giving you the glossary.
No, I didn't realize that, okay?
Okay, then I've been asking you, now there's been more than just the glossary of definitions, because definitions don't mean anything. If I tell you who you are and nothing more, you don't know anything. But if I tell you what you do, who you are doesn't matter and you don't need to know anymore.
That's a great point. Thank you for saying that.
So a glossary has to be more than definitions of the word, but how it works and how it interrelates. Everything we've been talking about so far has just been glossary stuff. And the reason for that is that if you don't understand the glossary, you're never going to understand what the hell I've been talking about.
I agree.
Me too.
So I gave you the glossary, and then 2 weeks ago I asked you, Andrew and Patrick and others, so all right, what have we been talking about? Give me a picture or image of what's going on. And you have not used the glossary to put together a picture or image of what's going on that you can describe that. So I thought maybe I had better do that today, just as a starter anyway.
Repeat glossary?
G-L-O-S-S-A-R-Y.
Yeah, I know. Good idea.
What did it say?
Are you asking me what it is, what it, does it say?
Yeah, what is your definition of it in crystal?
Oh, it's the same, glossar.
It's what, isn't it?
Yeah. So little numbers at words that are explained on the bottom of the site, or, yeah.
But you see then, that means that if I don't give you the glossary first, I just use the words, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Oh, sure. I think it's a great idea you have.
So I gave you the glossary and said, now, put it together. What am I talking about? And that didn't do any good either. Does anybody want to put it together, all the things we've talked about for 20 years, and tell me what we're talking about?
I have tried unsuccessfully, so I'll pass on this opportunity.
Yes, I know. 5 hours, 6 hours, Andrew tried unsuccessfully. Does anybody else want to wander through that? So here, let me see if I can tell you what I've been talking about. We'll start with my question with Andrew. What do you want eternally? No matter what you say you want, don't you realize that you have to have the authority to have that in order to be that?
Okay, glossary, what do you mean by authority?
Authority, one of the definitions of authority, by the way, happens to be the right to to affect or influence self. Do you have the right to affect and influence yourself? When I say authority, I don't mean necessarily authority over others. In fact, is I don't mean you don't have any authority over others. It's like when I was in the service, I was a lieutenant, and all my employees were lesser grades. I said, you can always call me Roger. That's what I want to hear. But you don't need to call me lieutenant. Call me Roger, but don't ever try to take advantage of that familiarity. But I wanted them to know that our relationship was different than a relationship of authority over others as it is normally in the service. Rank has its privileges and rank. I even had one first lieutenant call me out and demand to know the date of my rank because he had an earlier date that he then outranked me. I told him to go fuck off. So he went whining and crying to the major. And this was a simple little thing, just because the general passed down an edict. And I said, well, my people are not going to meet that. And this other guy says, I'm the building manager. You have to meet that. I said, well, we're not going to do it. So he went crying to the major, who, I don't know whether the major went to the general or not. But to hear his authority going uphill and downhill. And it all came back, finally, the general said, my people do not have to meet this authoritative rule that he had set. Some dirty little first lieutenant apparently argued against it, caused quite a stink. My guys were not going to work with their shirt sleeves rolled down and their ties tied. That's what the general wanted because it looked good. And I said, I don't care, we can't work that way. And my guys are not going to work that way. They're going to roll their sleeves up, work with, and they're going to take their ties off. The general said, okay, you can do that. That's probably in my 201 file somewhere. What you got over there? Okay, well, that's sort of beside the point. The point is here, do you realize that no matter what you want as an eternal self in life, you can't have that unless you have the authority today to be that and have that? And that's what I've been talking about. So the image of you today, there cannot be a God, because if there is a God or a higher personnel or a higher authority, then you don't have the authority to be what you want eternally. And all I've been saying is quit screwing around with struggling with what people say you're supposed to do. And stop shorting yourself to a mortal life. Live your mortal life as you would be living your eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for you to live your mortal life as you would be living your eternal life, you must have the authority to do that. Do you realize then, in order to do that, that we have to get rid of God? There is no God, no authority, outside authority. Do you realize then that if you have past lives, you have no authority?
Right, because that past controls. And anything that controls in any way is essentially functioning as God in my
controls
life.
Controls or limits.
Controls or limits, yeah.
So, if you've had past lives, those lives, like karma, control or limit you today.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So as I've said before, you have had no past lives, and you got to get rid of the concept of your being an everlasting, having lived before, eternal spiritual being. Because if you are, no matter what form you lived the life or existed before, then that life controls you in your ways today. And you don't have the authority then. That ongoing spirit or past life has all the authority.
Mm-hmm.
Like we could say, if Patrick were here, if you had a past life as a samurai, you see, he is in a lot of ways living that past life as a samurai today. And that controls his self and life, whether he realizes it or not. And that eliminates his authority to live as an eternal being in his life the way he truly wants to. So that's why I said a few weeks ago, we have to get a start. This is your first life. This is your only life. But this is your first life. There has never been any life before this. That was in order to give you the authority to live eternally. And what I asked you even then, does it matter whether you lived before? Or doesn't it matter that you live as eternally as you truly desire from this point on? You have not had this is your first and only life. If it's not, then in any way, then the best you can do is to seek forgiveness of your sins or overcome the karma that you created in previous lifetimes. And that controls yourself in life today. And so when I said your body has had previous lifetimes, but you have not, your body doesn't control you, because you would say to me, I'm not my body, I am myself. Not the body. So then the body isn't controlling you. But if you had past lives, then you are really limited. You have no authority in your life at all. This has to be a first life, or else you have no authority to live the self and life you truly desire. And that doesn't seem to be okay with anybody. Because you still insist that what you want more than anything else, which makes no sense to me, you would sacrifice the future you could have for the past that only limits you. That makes no sense. Okay. What has that got to do with loner self? Well, I said, and Angela's listening, I said to Angela, you're only living your memories. She got upset by that. But that's true. No matter what you are doing, you can't even walk across the room without memories. You're living your memories. And your experiences. And you won't change your memories and your experiences because they are yours. You experienced those things. You had those things happen to you, and nobody can convince you that it didn't. So you're not going to change those things. But if you don't change those things, or if you don't get rid of them, those memories and experiences control you. So, I gave you a loner body, which gives you memories and experiences, but they are not yours. Since they're not yours, you can change them. If you look at it reasonably, there's no skin off your cheeks to change the memories, the way, the matter of thinking, the beliefs, the attitudes, the emotions of a loner self. They aren't you. If they were you, you wouldn't change them, which means that most of the battles that we have is because anytime I come up against an idea that you say is yours, you won't change it, no matter what. If I say, okay, well, then you just threw away your eternal self, you still won't change it. It doesn't matter. That's your experience, your memories, and you know it. Those are your beliefs, and you know them, and you're not going to change a darn thing. So therefore, the only way you can have memories and a mind to operate, yet have experiences and a mind that you're willing to change, is that that you're living a loner body, and those memories and ideas and concepts are not yours. You're welcome to change them.
Roger?
What?
Are you speaking of memory IE or memory Y?
Both.
Or both, yes, okay.
You'll say to me, I experienced that. So, you don't know what you're talking about. I know that's true. And you won't change that. But if you were to finally realize that you're only speaking from a loner self, that you don't realize it's true and you didn't experience that, maybe you would change things. To a certain degree. So here you are today in a loner body. And no past life, no past sins, no past problems, no past memories that are yours that you have to deal with. Well, I certainly eliminated a bunch of those things that thwart your having any authority. Trying to give you the damned authority, and you won't take it. You won't live it. So let's look at it from another perspective. The universe cannot control you. If the universe controls you in any way, if the universe has rules and laws, then the universe is controlled, not you. I even showed you that Sir Isaac Newton, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, said that the universe is a big machine, and that if you know all the laws and rules of the universe, you can beat the game, essentially. He said it's like playing pool. If you know the laws of action and reaction and power and force, you can predict the position of all the balls and what will happen with every shot. And I said, that's pretty good, Isaac Newton, but they forgot about you guys. You are like a kitten on that pool table. You paw at every ball. You ruin every action and reaction that Newton's laws predict. Fact is, you ruin every law that science predicts. You are like the kitten on the pool table in the quantum world as well. You control everything in the quantum world, and the quantum world is everything is built on the quantum world, so you in fact control the universe. I even showed you how with every action you command the universe so that the universe does not command you. Now you can't talk about that. You have to action. And with every action you command the universe. You have the authority to action and you have the authority to command the universe. I give you the authority then to be and live eternally as you truly desire. That helps give you the authority then to be and live eternally in your life today as you truly desire. I even said to you that regardless of what science says, where Hubble said in 1929 or 1932, where every object on or in the universe is moving away from every other object in the universe, that means that everywhere is the center of the universe, not that some Big Bang place is the center of the universe, as science keeps trying to prove. It means that everywhere is the center of the universe. If that's true, no matter where you are, you are at the center of your universe. And as you create your universe, you create the universe. So you not only create the universe, you command the universe, you see? That's your authority. The question is, will you take it on and live it? Now listen very carefully. When I say you create your universe, you are creating the universe. When I talk to you about creating yourself, or your abiding self, or your eternal self, I am saying you are also creating that abiding self as vast as the universe. Remember, you're creating your universe, and that is the same as creating the universe, then as you create yourself in that way, you are creating yourself as vast as the universe. So when I use that, talk about a vast eternal self, that's what I mean and where it came from. It's as vast as the universe. When I said the universe does not create you, that life creates the universe, this is where it all comes from. And only if life, that meaning you, create the universe, do you have the authority to create the self and life you truly, the eternal self and life you truly desire? Now, because I've given you the authority, among other things, to do that, doesn't mean that you will do that. Uh, unless we are willing to say that as you're doing, as you're creating yourself in life today, your eternal self is emergent from that. If you stick to cause and effect, you say, what do I do to cause my eternal self? I would say to you, the thing you do to live, to cause your eternal self, is to live your personal self today as you would have your eternal self be. And in that, then, your eternal self in life is emergent. If you try to cause it directly, nothing is a more useless effort than that. You can't cause your, you can live, but you can't cause. And no one can give you eternal life. You can live eternal life, self and life, but no one can, not even God, can give you eternal life. If God could give you eternal life, you don't have the authority to have any kind of eternal life that you desire at all. I've tried to debunk all of these crapshit conversations and beliefs that have been passed down for centuries of centuries, so that I end up with, or you end up with, the authority to be and believe, be and live eternally as you truly desire. My question is, why are you not willing to consider the possibilities? Would you really rather have past lives? Would you really rather have lived in the past than to live eternally into the future? And if so, why? Please explain that to me. I don't understand it at all. No matter if you have the right and the authority to live eternally in the future, no past lives mean anything to you, or should mean anything to you. They better not mean anything to you, because in any way they would control you.
Right. I thought last week we had all come to an agreement that that was agreed to with you.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Then let me ask you a question. If that's okay today, isn't that okay 50 years from now if you were living a life again? You cannot have a continuing life without screwing yourself.
And see, this is where I'm glad you're going over the glossary, because you said a second ago, you said, would I rather live eternally into the future? And I, if it starts over again with no anything, I must admit, I lost track of what you were saying there.
Why? Didn't I say eternal is recurring?
Then please do a little glossarization of the word of recurring, because I realize that's one
recurring
of the...
Recurring means
back
that,
up, way back.
That it way comes back up again for consideration.
Okay,
does not
Roger,
mean that, like, for instance, can we see, let's say that with Patrick, his life as a samurai recurred as a pilot during World War II, where he went off on his own and got himself shot down. And is he not living that, let's say, not living as a samurai, but living samurai in this life, recurring life today? I think so.
So
you are living, and you, Andrew, are living the life of China Doll in your life today. you won't admit that or see that or accept that. That your life today is a recurrent China doll.
So, I am not, Andrew, personal self Andrew, am not recurring.
No.
Okay.
Those lives are in your body, not in you. They are of your body, not of you.
So the life I'm living today as personal self Andrew, though I, personal self Andrew, do not continue, this life I'm living today with all its issues and desires and everything can recur for another being in another time.
That's part of the ancestors of another and entirely different body. But that has nothing to do with you.
Right? Right. So I'm leaving this on for somebody else.
But if you live again at another time and Mr. and Mrs. Jones get together, create a body and self, isn't that okay? You're living...
I don't know what you mean by if you live again.
You live again.
What is the you?
Forget the you. The you is a pronoun that I'm not going to tell you what I'm talking about. Unless you're willing to say, because no matter what you I use, you will twist that to mean, see, there is a continuing, ongoing you. And if you twist it to say there's an ongoing you, then you don't have the authority to live as an eternal being.
Right. So since I constantly trip on that, is there a different description that we could use in place of the word you?
What I said before is to name each of these various aspects. Give it a different name so I can, and tell me what it is, so that I can refer to you by name.
Okay, so Andrew is personal self. Anno is a eternal self I created a position to stand in. I don't know how many of these I'm going to go through. I guess abiding, well, how do I do this? Abiding, there's like six of them, isn't there? All loner and... Screw it. Let me just say abiding self is John, okay?
Okay. You can give it any
There's
name.
There's three.
It's,
right, three. Do
like
I need
Neil
another?
DeGrasse said, it might as well be Fred. It's only a placeholder name. And that's all I'm asking you to do is give me a placeholder name. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 if you want.
Right. Now, John is not something that... John is an emergent of the way I live. I can't cause it or anything. It's just a... It's a self that I met, emergent, and...
So, do you remember when I said, if that which is greater than is not also lesser than that which it is greater than, then it's not greater than?
Okay, that's interesting. I remember that, yeah.
Do you understand then that the lesser can create the greater?
Yep, I see that. I've experienced that.
So the personal self creates the eternal abiding self. Is that okay?
That's okay. Is that, since we've added that, is that what I'm, is that okay to say that's, I'm tracking you as calling that John?
I don't know. Okay.
All right. Is that emergent, eternal abiding self?
It is emergent from the way you live.
Right. It's emergent from the way I live. Can't cause it, can't be it, can't do it, but...
That means then that if it's emergent, that if you always live your life today, then in an abiding way or an eternal way, then your eternal or abiding self is emergent.
Yeah, I can sense that.
But if you don't, if you live as a loner, continue living as a loner self and way, then only emerges from that is another loner self and way.
Right.
And so that other self and way is recurring. It just recurs loner after loner after loner after loner.
Okay. And so the way I picture that being in my life is I'm still acting through and being aware of personal self Andrew in the body Andrew. But I am...
What I said to you is that this is your first and only life.
Right.
I've said there's no past lives.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So if you continue in this life, then there is no past lives, is there?
If I continue in this life as Andrew, there are no past lives, right?
And if you live this life as you'd be willing to live eternally, then any past of this life is as you'd be willing to live eternally, and that's okay.
Interesting. Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
So each new life, whether it is continuing or brand new, there is no past life. There is no past you that continues.
All right.
In any form. Because ever should that occur, you wouldn't have the authority to live as an eternal being, which is what you want most of all.
Right.
So I've been giving you what you want, or showing you how you can have what you want most of all. Yet you won't get your mind off of, no, I want a continuing being that keeps living over and over and over again.
Well, I can tell you that I follow you up to the point, and then the thing that is messed me up is when we say, then, I don't know, 50 years from now, you live again, and that's where I get messed up.
You are alive again, or you are aware again.
Yeah, okay, since we've given a couple of yous here, what you are we talking about there?
What you do you want to be?
That question always takes us in the same circle, because I'll tell you, I, personal self, but then that doesn't go anywhere. So, I don't know, I'll say abiding, well, I guess actually anyway, no, right.
Wait a minute. I asked before, if you as a personal self were living as an eternal self, would that be okay to then continue that life?
Yeah, okay. I'm with you now. Yes. Eternal.
I'm talking
eternal
then,
abiding. That's the way. Because that way of living, eternal abiding, is what I would want. Yes.
Yeah, so if you're living that today, then that would be all right to continue that.
Yep, that's right.
You don't really want to continue Andrew, or Patrick didn't
that's
want to continue
right.
Patrick, per se.
That's
so the only way
right,
to get around that is for you to live in your personal life today as an eternal being. Then if I say, would you really willing to continue that, you would say, sure.
I agree.
So in the next lifetime, it would still be your first and only. And that would be okay, even if we called you Patsy.
It would be, okay, Roger, it would be first and only. How can I, to myself, image this or talk about this so that I understand it is first and only, it is not continuing, and how does that relate to eternal abiding? How do those pieces go together in my image?
I don't know what your image is.
Well, following the words, following the picture I create from the words.
If it was your first and only life now, what's wrong with it being first and only life then?
Let's say I don't have a problem with that piece. It's just
how come if you don't have a problem with that today, you're going to have a problem with that as Patsy?
It's the problem I'm having at this particular moment, and this moment has been lasting about 12 months, is I don't know how to talk about the transition between eternal abiding Andrew, John, and whatever that other life is. I don't know how they relate.
What do you mean?
And every time I try to talk at you about it, apparently I say it in a continuing self way.
Why can't they continue?
Because every time I say that, you tell me I'm maintaining a continuing self.
Well, you are in the way you're talking about it. But I'm the way I'm talking about it. Can't the life continue? Even if it's recurring, isn't that continuing?
The John life.
Okay.
It's all okay.
So the John life continues,
but
and that's
still,
not lone or self.
Then if it's continuing, it's not a past life, is it?
No.
So we're right back to where we were. It's your first life and only life. There is no past life. You're still living that same life.
Just in the time continuum, you just weren't there for a while.
You weren't alive there because...
Actually, Misty, I'm even okay with the way you said it. I wasn't there for a while. I'm actually quite all right with that. I just wanted to know after that while if it's a completely new and different self that... I don't know what.
It's just like a blink.
Like sleeping and waking up?
Yeah.
That's my picture. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You just woke up and now you're continuing, but your name is Patsy.
Well, I was thinking about it today, actually, in the sense of I had a dream last night, and I've never had that dream before, and I'll never have it again.
What is that? You were Patsy?
No, but the dreams go. I have other dreams.
Don't you understand that what you're arguing about right now is the same as China Doll?
No, I didn't realize that.
Your parents dressed you as a little girl. You said, no, I'm a little boy. That is any difference as I'm trying to dress you as Patsy. And you say, no, goddammit, I'm a little boy. I want to be Andrew.
Oh, yeah, but as Patsy, I'd argue with you that I'm Patsy.
What?
I know. But with this issue, I'd argue with you as Patsy that I'm Patsy. It's a little crazy.
In other words, you're saying that you would identify with a loner body.
I apparently identify with whatever I see. Yeah.
Well, if you identify with what you see, are you willing to agree that you exist in the universe? You do not live in the universe. You exist in the universe and your existence is secured. But you live in your images. Your images of your eternal self. That's where you live. That is your universe. That is the universe that you create.
Hey, that's kind of neat. I could really see that, sure. I mean, in all of existence, I identify myself by those images.
That's right.
I relate everything through those images, sure.
See, what religion has done is prevented you from having those images.
That's right.
Even if they say you'll live in heaven with God, you have no image of that. What I'm trying to give you is the image of an eternal self and eternal life, or abiding.
So that another self in life has those images going.
But just because you have a different name doesn't mean that the images are any different.
Right. I'll just let that sit.
Because everything you said you wanted in teaching or showing people, you could do that as Andrew or Patsy. It doesn't make any difference. It's still, that's the image of your eternal self. Now the question is it possible that your problems and difficulties in life, unless, especially over the last year, is because the image of what you are doing and the image of your eternal self are in conflict? In other words, if you were living that image of yourself that you want as an eternal being, they wouldn't be in conflict.
You know what? You know what? You know what? You're right. I had this interesting realization the other night talking to somebody, going through these kind of things, and I realized after that conversation, I wasn't discontent about anything in my life, though nothing in the circumstances had changed.
When you were doing that.
But in the action, in acting on that image, and if you want to say fulfilling my own desire of living that image, everything fell in place. There wasn't anything out of place, I guess.
That's right, because you are living that in your life today. You are
living
your eternal image of yourself. And it doesn't almost matter what the conditions are around you when you're doing that. You're living personally the eternal image of yourself.
Yeah. And I felt so not discontent. I thought, shit, man, I even ought to call up Roger and have one of these conversations. I'd probably understand him.
Well,
what was that?
How was it?
Well, Sunday I got very frustrated that I couldn't. I thought I had something with you, and then I tried to re-explain it, and I lost it. I'm extremely frustrated.
But you see, all I've done is you I to change your way of thinking, not to say, this is what I want. How do I do that? Can you not establish this is what I want? What happened? What has to occur in order for that to be so? If you say the universe only reacts and you live that way, you'll find out that that's so of the universe.
Yep.
If you say the universe is controlling me and you live that, that is what you'll discover is going on. All I've tried to do is to give you a glossary that you can decide, this is what I'll live, and you'll find out then that's the way it is. You create your universe in that way, and that's the way the universe is.
Right.
But I'm giving you the glossary up front so that you can even think in these terms. Without the glossary up front, or without this glossary up front, you can't think in these terms. You can only think in terms of God created the universe and He's in charge. And the universe is conscious and it can act consciously against you or for you.
Yeah.
But all things occur by the consciousness of the universe, even if we then say that the consciousness of the universe is the mind of God, it doesn't matter. We're back to square one. That's what you believe. That's what you say is true. That's the image you have. That's the image the universe will appear to you in that way. That's the nature of the universe. If you command the universe, then by your actions, you can't tell it what to do, but you can action it the way you want it.
Right.
The loner self is so that you have beliefs and ideas and memories to use, but you'll change them because they're not, you're willing to change them because they're not yours. If you adopt those ideas and concepts as being yours, then you won't change those loner ways at all.
Right.
I show you that they are loner ways so that you will change them. There's nothing important about those beliefs and understandings. Now the question is, if you are willing to change that loner self, how can you go about and do that? Or can you go about and do that? Well, that's how I got into DNA. If the loner self is merely the enlivened DNA or ancestors of your body, and it is, then you can't change that self because it is an emergent of the ancestors of your body. You can't change that emergent. You can't say, no, I don't want that, I want something else. Too late. But from all of that, it says, but if you can change your body, and you can, then emergent from a different body is a different self. And you can rebuild your body by changing the program of your stem cells, and in that way you change their whole body, the provenance of your body, the DNA of your body, and from that is an entirely emergent self. If the programming of your stem cells are only those things that you would be willing to be and live eternally, or that you are the actions you are proud of, then that's the nature of the body, and that's the nature of the emergent self. See, you can't change yourself. I don't care what people say. Well, just go change your beliefs and change your attitudes and change your ways. It's too self-referential for you to do that. You on the one hand are trying to change, while you on the other hand are refusing to change. You're involved in a struggle you can't win. But if one side of that is not you, you can change your loner self because it's not you. This is why I gave you Paracope 1480, gets you to experience standing outside of yourself.
14A is authority of self, huh? Yeah.
And I gave you Emergent as a magazine to stand, Eternal as a magazine to stand on, not something to be, but a way and a manner for you to look at yourself. No matter what you truly desire, could you stand on eternal and look back and say, well, what has to occur? And then make that occur. The universe must not control you. There must, and so therefore you create a universe in which it is reactive, responsive to you rather than acting against you, and then that for you is true, and that for you is true of the universe as well, not just your universe. So you are creating the universe is not creating you. Even if you say it's a mutual relationship, it is. But if you can create the universe to be the way you want it, then it is creating you the way you want to be. You see? The glossary up front allows you to think. Without the glossary, without all the things we've talked about, you can't even think of yourself as an eternal being. Well, here we are, and the time was for you to begin thinking of yourself as an eternal being. Time is now for you to think of only one and only life. You've never lived before. Can you be an eternal being? Absolutely yes. If you lived before, you cannot be, you thwart yourself being an eternal being. And you think that doesn't make sense. It doesn't maybe make sense in language, but it makes sense to the world, the universe, to you, or it can make sense to you. All I've been doing for all these last bunch of years is clearing the, giving you something to think with differently than what your loner body has to think with, without not only the crap of God, the universe of God and death and cause and effect. The universe of God and death and cause and effect has nothing in it that you truly desire. The only universe you want is of self, authority of self. And I'm giving you the authority of self. But in order to do that, we have to see the universe differently so that it is different. You have to see yourself differently so that it is different. But religion says you have free will. God gave you the authority. That's crap, because then religion says you have free will to know right from wrong and to choose right. There's no free will in that. All concepts of religion, as they are pursued for the last probably 10,000 years, must be eliminated or supplanted. And that's what I've tried to do, is supplant every idea and concept that you have with a new idea. It doesn't do any good to fight against the old ideas. It got to give you something to supplant them with. The idea that the universe is conscious, fighting against that and say no, it's not, doesn't do any good. I got to give you an idea. The concept of the universe is reacting to you. And everything that science says, based upon Sir Isaac Newton, controls you. Because then, as Isaac Newton says, you got to know all the rules and laws of the game. But like I spent hours with, you're like the kitten on Sir Isaac Newton's pool table. No matter how the balls strike each other, you as a kitten reach out there and paw at the balls and control everything. So Newton didn't consider you, as I've said before, are a loose cannon in the universe. You control everything. By your actions, not by your words, not by your prayers, and not by your hopes and desires. What you action is commands the universe. I don't know what the hell else I can say or do, except that if we're going on, you must consider this is your first and only lifetime as a beginning. If you won't consider that, then you are limiting yourself, and there's nothing I can do about how you limit yourself, and nothing I say will make much sense. So, okay, there we are. We've gotten to that point. You have a loner body which you can change anything you want, because it's nothing sacred in your loner self, body itself, life, because it isn't you. And as we have a tendency to know what our best friend is doing and what he or she ought to be doing, you can know that about your loner self and know very little about yourself, because you are too self-referential. You get too emotionally involved. After all, you're living your loner self only because you want the emotions. So I didn't take the emotions away from you. I said the greatest emotion of all is not discontenting yourself. You look for emotions like excitement, joy, and happiness to cover up the emotions of sadness, grief, and loss, and not living as an eternal being. So yeah, sure, you want those emotions to cover up the feelings of loss in not living as an eternal being. But that's all very temporary. I'm trying to give you an emotion that you, not discontenting yourself, can live eternally. But no, you'd rather have some loner being's emotions, it seems like, than live eternally and have the emotion of that. Well, go right to it. I'm not interested then. Now you see why I say I'm talking about not your life today. I'm talking about your eternal self in life. Are you willing to live your eternal self in life in your life today? I'm not talking about can you live happily and merrily and successfully until you die and then hope for the best. That's not what I'm interested in.
No.
And I'm not interested in that from here on. So let's read stem cells, stem cells. If you guys say, yeah, I am interested in what you're talking about. Most people claim they would be devastated to even think they were just a random happening in the universe. But what if this is actually true? Would this devastate you? You must be a random happening in the universe. Or if you are a purposeful happening in the universe, then that purpose controls you.
Right.
Does it bother you to consider that the universe itself is a random happening? If not, isn't it just as likely that you are a random event as well? Not only is it that you are a random event as well, you must be a random event. You must revel in that, because only that begins to allow you to be a patsy. It allows you to live as you truly desire eternally. If you want to be a purposeful happening, are you willing to make yourself a purposeful happening? You began as a random event, whatever that means. You are a random event in the universe, and your existence is assured in that. You live how you want to live. Your secure existence is up to you. If you want to live as a purposeful happening, then it's your purposeful happening. If you want to live as an eternal being, that's your eternal being, not somebody else's, or not something else occurring. Just as in as what occurs in the quantum world, there is an equivalent occurrence in the natural world or local world. What is in your body has an equivalence in yourself and life. And what happens in yourself and life has an equivalence in the natural world all around you. What happens in yourself and life, meaning what you happen in yourself and life, has an equivalence in the natural world around you. So no matter what we observe, your body or self or universe, there is an equivalence in the others. Your body and self are the universe in miniature. The self you create is your universe, and your universe is the universe. So your body and self are the universe in miniature. What occurs in the universe occurs in your body and self in equivalent way, and what occurs in your body has an equivalence in yourself. However, before too long, we hope you will see that, in fact, the universe is yourself in miniature. In that you create your universe, and that your universe is the universe, then the universe is you in miniature. I took out, then we would use big words to discuss you and yourself in life, and little words to discuss your body and the natural world. It occurs in the original, but I wasn't consistent with that, so let's set it aside for a moment. We can read it completely as it is. Now you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I sure understand it better. Yeah.
But as I said before, you can't change yourself, because it's too self-referential.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, you in a sense can't use your loner self to change your loner self. But you can use your loner self to change your body, and in doing that, the emergent from the body is an entirely new self. Are you beginning to understand the way and the manner in which emergent is serving you greater than cause and effect? Change your body and the self is emergent. You try to tackle it head on through cause and effect, and nothing you do will work. I guarantee you.
Your body is composed of many different cells, all of which began as general purpose stem cells that particularized and personalized in accordance with a DNA code into purpose specific cells that form your body. But those cells, no matter how versatile they are in forming every aspect of your body, only react, just as the universe reacts, as you command. Those cells do not action your body. Yourself does that. But wait, in speaking of yourself, we're not saying that you possess a self. You don't. And you are not a self. You derive benefits from yourself, just as you derive benefits from your dentist. Every moment of your life and every stem cell of your body, but you do not own any of these individuals or matters. So you derive benefits from your abiding self. Those benefits are emergent, but you don't own that self. It's a self you create, and as you create it, then it offers you, emergently so, benefits. But those benefits are not you, and you did not live them in those past lives. Or that future, if the past lives are not yours, in a sense we can say, like Andrew, your future lives are not yours either. Your future lives are emergent from your, the image you create of your eternal self. Can you create an image of yourself as Patsy, Andrew?
What'd you say?
I said, can you create an image of yourself as Patsy?
It's interesting you ask, because I have been the last week or so, yeah.
What is that image?
Well, it's a female, blonde female. Walking around, and you know, in a lot of ways, interested in the same things I'm interested in, doing, talking with people, and
what I said before earlier. I tell you who you are. And nothing more, you don't know anything. So if I tell you you are Patsy, or going to be Patsy, and nothing more, you don't know anything. But if I tell you what you are doing as Patsy, you don't need to know anymore. So if Patsy is showing others to their second becoming, you don't need to know anything else, do you?
No. Like I'm saying, I felt like it was, I don't want to say here, it would be like, it might be like Patsy would say, damn, you know, I was born and I just felt like I had this calling to be and do certain things, not, you know, at first feeling that sense of self from where it comes, doesn't know, and then starts acting on second becoming things.
What we're actually saying in all of this is that your identity is eternal, you are not.
Right, and so a new self born might have an identity, I don't know, that they're aware of and not know, you know, what or why, but, you know, damn, it fits, or feels like a calling or something, or, you know, to be and live in a certain way. Might feel like a purpose in other terms, but it's an identity and it's a way of living.
That's right.
So I thought it'd be kind of neat to have that, you know, image and way, or as you said tonight, that was kind of cool, the images, the way and the images, the...
Your images are only your self-identity.
Yeah, right. But what if that was the most prevalent sense in my life instead of the loner body, which seems to have, up to now, drowned everything else out?
That's what I'm talking about.
I hear you tonight. Yeah, I know. Yep.
And when I said your eternal soul is your eternal image,
mm-hmm.
Patrick objected to that. You're saying you don't object to that.
No, in fact, is I could see it. To me, it makes sense of words like soul. It makes sense of what people have tried to identify as spirit or enlightenment or a clear moment or, you know, angels or voice of God or whatever.
That's an emprise, is the way you live that image.
Yep.
And you're saying then that living that self-image or that image is important regardless of who you are.
I think so, yeah. Important for having a life and self that I desire, yes.
And you desire it as Andrew. I'm saying that in recurring, you would desire it as Patsy.
I think I understand what you're saying.
And you
I, because
you may
I
then,
don't...
You may then later desire that as Henry.
Right. In a world of cause and effect where I thought that Andrew had to become that or cause that, yeah, loner self became all important.
That's right.
But when I realize, you know, what you're saying is an emergent of how I live, like a sense of a vast self and stuff, well, shit, that's different.
And now all of a sudden we're saying that vast self is as vast as the entire universe, because the universe, the center of the universe is everywhere. I don't know whether I went into enough detail tonight about that, but that's absolutely true. The universe in which everything is moving away from everything else, as described by Hubble, means that everywhere, if you get rid of Euclidean geometry, get your head out of that, but that everywhere is moving away from everything else. Everywhere is the center of the universe, by definition,
mm-hmm.
by description.
Yep. A description.
Yeah. So no matter where you are, that's the center of the universe. And as you create your universe, you are creating the universe as well.
Yeah.
So all I was trying to do is to give you some of these ideas as a glossary, so that when we discuss some of these things, maybe you wouldn't resist them, so.
Yeah, makes sense.
No.
Because it makes perfect sense, and the universe is doing things that you never even considered doing, that it was doing. So you have to have new words or ways or ideas or concepts or descriptions in order to think differently about the about yourself and about the universe. Otherwise,
right.
You are living only in the universe of God and death and cause and effect. That's loner self stuff. And it goes nowhere. That's as far as our language has gone, and as far as our languaging will take us.
You're not tapping near the phone with a pencil, are you?
No, it's not tapping from here. Somebody's tapping, though.
Yeah, somebody's bumping, tapping, or something.
Not me.
Mute, please. All right, thank you. Mute, please.
What?
It's not me.
Whoever the tapper is, or the clicker or the mover.
I'm leaning back, shouting at you, Pat Andrew.
That's awesome. You almost called me Patsy.
I almost did.
You're getting a little too used to that, sir.
But that Patsy is your, maybe that's your eternal self.
It's an interesting name.
It's an eternal self relative to you today. And that eternal self becomes a personal self to you maybe 50 years from now. So that's the question. Are you willing to create a an eternal self that is your personal self in the future? And then, at that time, then create an eternal self that is your, becomes your personal self in that future.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. And on and on.
Mm-hmm. See how actually, when you get down to it, simple it is?
Yeah.
Yes, today it seems very simple.
But part of that is because you have a glossary to understand what I'm saying. If I said all of these things and have never given you the glossary before, it wouldn't make any difference. And if I only defined in the glossary some of these things and didn't tell you, didn't describe how they function, it wouldn't do you any good.
Yeah.
Well, Miss M has finished typing 20 pages of all this stuff.
Oh.
Wow.
Good work, huh?
Does anybody want it? I have one more section to add.
Yeah, I do. There was also something you guys were typing a couple weeks ago was going to send out. Something Misty had read.
She had read?
Yeah.
Well, that
it might be the same.
That's part of what
it is. Part of it. It's part
okay,
of it.
Okay, thank you.
He just kept expanding it and expanding it and expanding it, and I said, well, it doesn't really smack of what it was before, but it's so much better.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
I like to have it too. Yeah.
Now, Andrew, do you understand what I was asking you about? Well, tell me where we are and all of this. You are...
Wait a minute. What was the question? Do I understand what question?
Tell me where we are. The presumption...
Okay, if you're not Simone or Roger or Andrew, please go on mute.
What?
The tapping's driving him nuts.
Whoever the tappy people, I can't hear what you're saying over the tappy person.
Well, I can't help the tappy person.
No, I know. I think they're like, I don't know what, working or moving or something.
Tell them, Patsy, you'll haunt their life.
I will. So you're asking me where we are. What are you asking me again? Where we are?
To describe where we are. Do you understand what the hell I was asking you to do? In a sense. And that book that I sent you.
What I'm doing is
if you want to be an eternal being, what needs to happen?
Yeah, that's right.
You have to live by your own authority, period. That's, you have to have the authority.
You know, yeah, it's a very interesting way of looking at things. I had never... I was so busy trying to get there from here, I never stopped and looked back to say, you know, what's that environment? What are the conditions? What do I want? What can't be blocking me? It's an interesting way to look at it. It's an effective way, is what I'm saying.
But you, if you write that booklet for the judge, you don't have to write it in that way, but you must be that complete. See, and all those,
you know,
any one little thing that thwarts your authority, then you don't have the authority to live as you eternally as you truly desire.
Right.
So you can't adapt or adopt anything that has already been put out there, simply because everything that's put out there is based on God and death and cause and effect. You believe any one of those in any way, and you don't have the authority to be and live as an eternal being. You've thrown all that away.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and I really, cause and effect. That was a big one for me tonight. Emergent makes it much easier to understand what the heck you're talking about and how it all can occur. Trying to track a causal thread to that is...
That's right.
I don't know.
You can't.
Nowhere. You can't. Yeah, you absolutely can't.
No, it's not possible.
But as you live your personal life, your eternal life is emergent of that. Now, if it's emergent, then if I truly know your personal life today, then I know your eternal life as Patsy.
Right.
I like the name.
And so, yeah.
How did you create it, Patsy?
I keep thinking of the only Patsy I knew in high school. She was bowling it as bad as you can ever get.
Looked like she was riding a horse and she hadn't been near one.
Oh, she may have been.
Patsy.
But we always used to kid her about her bow legs.
I've known a number of Patsies in my life, actually.
I have never known any other Patsy.
No, it's three.
Now you know four.
Yeah. I know it, an only one. Do you like the name, Andrew?
I keep thinking of like a Patsy as somebody that you pass everything off on, like in a conspiracy or something, but in this case it would be a carrier. I kind of like that.
So when I, let's assume for a moment, Andrew, that whenever I say you, I mean Patsy. Is that okay?
That's a really interesting idea. Yeah.
So I'm always talking to you as an eternal being, Patsy.
Yep. Yeah, that works. I mean, because it's funny you say that, because of the last week or two, I've been actually thinking of, I'd be living, you know, as an eternal abiding self, I was imagining living myself as a female and just thinking how much it would be the same. I mean, kind of separate myself a bit from the loner body, but realizing what would be.
You would not really know yourself as a female. You would only know yourself by what you're doing.
Right. But what was, I guess, most prevalent in that image was this strong sense of, like a saga, or that's not a really good, but it's kind of like a force, a driving force in my life or in the universe that I embody or something. I don't know how to say it. It felt like it had, like as if an emprise were to have some thrust on it already, it felt like, oh, well, you're off to a running start here.
You see how the emprise then keeps you focused on and living your eternal self today?
Yeah, the emprise, honestly, as I'm visioning it right now, the way we're talking about it, to me explains not only those whatever mystical experience that I talked about before, it to me seems to get me thinking, like, maybe that's what genius is. Maybe that's what these visionaries are. They're people who've got this awareness that they're communing with going, at least in some focus of their life.
But that's right. It's because they have certain glossary to start with.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I was actually thinking today that was my big problem, is I have been going along with words and I didn't really, really know what you meant. So thanks for going over the recurring and the you and the stuff we covered.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Patsy. Now you know that now that you've given it a name, when I speak of you, I am referring only to Patsy.
Did I give it a name? I certainly accepted it.
You accepted it.
By my own authority.
Yeah. And I am in that then speaking only of you and your own authority. Authority itself.
Right.
And my whole intent and purpose in all of this was to show you to the authority of self so that you could live that. Whereas religion and science has taken the authority of self completely away from you.
Yeah, as a side thought, you know, I'm realizing what's interesting about having an abiding self that's a different gender or a different somehow, it creates sort of a differential between me today and that creates a different awareness of what I'm doing. That's just an interesting effect.
But remember, as Shia Dal, you objected to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
Okay, well,
okay,
let's hang
next
it up.
Week.
Hmm?
Yeah.
So next week, I guess we really will discuss stem cells. So have it out if you've got it.
Okay.
We'll start with passage 4.
Number 4, passage 4.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. I have it handy.
Oh. All right. Well, thanks for a very enlightening night.
Okay. Good night for now.
Morning for Simone.
Thank you.
Good night for now.